Hello, it's Stormy. Welcome back to Adventure at Sea, the Adventure, Part D. Today, we're going to be finishing the game, hopefully, and we'll be checking out some of the post-game. Now, while I have no promises about finishing, or as far as how far we're going to get with the post-game, to set the expectation for you, I've never received the third weapon before. I've never made it that far. So we'll see how it goes. We'll open back up our game and continue with the Inner Fortress. Alright. We're in the middle of Windows. Let's get back to it.
My downloads,
alright. Once again, I'm going right first to take out all the enemies, and then I'll go left and handle the fire. Well, not if I do that. At least these don't do that much damage. Compared to...
You shall be
dead. Ow! Oh, I was on a spike. Oops. Let's not do that. I'm gonna die. These things do a lot of damage. That's my fault. It's alright. I always manage to jump over those rays at the worst time. Ooh.
Ah!
Whoa. Worm! Ow! Oh, Christ! Can you imagine if those rays, like, insta-killed you? That'd be awful. Uh-oh. I knew it. I was like, I'm gonna land on that spike, and it's gonna go. And it did. It went directly into my body. All right, we're going. Making quick work of this fortress. I've always wondered, in games like this that have fortress, fortry. If the fortress is so... If the fortress is so guarded and, like, dangerous, how do the people inside the fortress get in and out? Like, do they have to go through all this stuff? Or is this stuff that just gets activated when they find out that there's an intruder? Just something to think about. You know? It's not really explained. Or maybe it is. Because after a certain point, I just started skipping all the cutscenes. Maybe. There's a switch or something that Rusty can flip that turns it on and off. I don't know. It'd be interesting if there was a fortress where, like, the bad guy could spawn stuff, like, in real time, outside of the fortress to keep you out. Like, if hazards just appeared on this map, randomly, that'd be scary. And fun. Are you kidding? I was almost to the end, though. Okay. Hey. Okay.
Oh gosh.
Okay. Here we go. Ooh. Is that random? Or is it always invincibility right there? Because I've never seen that. Oh, I'm dead. I'm dead. I might as well. Oh, I died. I died again. Keep going. No time to see the scenery. We gotta... Little buddy.
Ow!
Oh, you're kidding. The spike got me in the end. I love how I land directly on the spike. Like, directly. I don't walk into it. I land on it. Like, exactly on the tile. Okay, one of these times, I need to kill that virus. Okay, I think I'm good. If I just don't screw up. Just concentrate. Focus. Doing so good. You're kidding. That's okay. That's okay. Just keep it moving. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Just keep on going. Ow. Ow. Where's that virus? Did I kill it? Nope. All right, calm down. You got some time. The fire? Pretty fine. It's pretty behind me. I think I'm good. Calm down. Take your time. Evil. Alright. I got it. Okay. I'm not ready for this in any way, shape, or form. But I'm going for it. Wish me luck. Pray for my arms. Find the invincibility. That was way too close for my comfort. I gotta work on the transitions. This is not the end. Okay. before this starts, I have a statement about this part. So, it's really funny. You can do this for however long it takes, but as soon as you deal the final blow to Rusty, it doesn't even play his pain sound, like the pain sound. It doesn't play the hit sound. It just cuts off and immediately plays like the entire outro thing. So that's funny. Where is he? Where am I? Where's he? Rusty? Oh, there he is. Okay, this is this thing. I need to turn the music down. I almost messed up. I need to learn his patterns again. His timing. Ha 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 ha. Okay. Ha 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 ha. Oh. I was close. Okay. I know I could probably squeeze out a couple more hits if I was quick landing, but I'm playing it safe. Slow and steady wins the race. Apparently someone on the forum fought Rusty all the way to 5,000 before. That sounds like a worst case scenario. I would not care for that. Oh shit. Just stay away from him. Get your hits when you can, and you're good. A whole lot easier than the stupid interlude boss. Interlude boss is what I was trying to say. If I die, I will quit this game, by the way. Let's see. I can't be bothered, honestly, to fight him again if I lose. Like. I would definitely be interested in a sequel to this game that doesn't cost $40. What, you got up your sleeve, buddy? I have knifed Rusty before. I don't know how, but I did do it. Not completely. It was only because my laser ran out, so I like finished him off with the knife. I think that hit him. Let's see. Whoa. I got really close. Let's not do that. Later. He's scary. Later. I mean, as long as you don't mess up and, like, you learn the pattern, Later. It's really hard to screw this up. We have to listen to them. To this, by the way, this whole thing, it's a lot.
I didn't think it was possible.
Possible.
I thought I was invincible.
Well, buddy.
I regret nothing. I would do it all over again if given the opportunity.
Right.
Do it better.
Uh-huh. Bigger and better, buddy.
I would kill you, and I would treat my followers ruthlessly. If only I had another chance at life. But I don't.
I love how all the villains in like any story ever, as they're dying, they have enough time to monologue.
I can think of many things I could do to make your life miserable. But I don't have enough strength.
They always have just enough energy to deliver their speech.
Did I? You and I wish you were dead too.
Okay, Rusty has some phlegm going on.
I sure hope the return to human program works properly.
That was a weird transition.
Let's see here. Just run this program with the command line parameter. Return dash to dash human and...
This is intense!
Thanks for playing Adventure at C Colon.
Right. So,
Coding by Aaron Baker. This game was created with Blast Bay Game Toolkit Pro version. Thank you, Blast Bay Studios, for your amazing product.
That aged well. Hey, this song is really good.
Thanks to the voice talents of Aaron Baker as Rusty, main character, and pretty much everything else. Philip Benefall as shady post-game employer, and Jordan Werner for some of the numbers used in the CAPTCHA puzzle in the music folder.
Some of the numbers.
Special thanks to Jordan Werner, my coding mentor and friend. Thanks to all of the people on AudioGames.net forum, Blast Bay Studios forum, and Klango for their encouragement.
Rip to Klango.
Rip
to Blast Bay forum. Rip. Rest in peace.
Thanks to all of the 8-Bit Collective contributors who contributed the music used in this game under the Creative Commons license.
Right.
Once again, thanks for playing Adventure at C Colon. Well, you've beaten Adventure at C Colon.
I have.
If you enjoyed the game and would like to see me create more titles, please visit www.vgstorm.com/donate.html and make a small donation. You can also find the page by visiting www.vgstorm.com/AAC and clicking the donate link at the bottom of the page. This is the only time you'll ever hear this message on this save file. Thanks for your time.
Congratulations, you've been finished completing the game. Thanks for playing Adventure at C Colon. You are now being returned to the boot of the
hard drive. You complete
Windows.
I wanted to say. So, as far as the sequel goes, at the end of the game, he runs the program to turn himself back into a human. But during that whole scary, intense transformation sequence, that's all we get. Like, we don't see him as a human again. You know, we don't get the confirmation that things went well. So what if it didn't work? Or something terribly bad happened in the process? Or he gets back to the real world and somehow, like, his problem... I don't know. There's some potential there, I think. I demand a sequel. That's all I'm saying. Okay, post-game. Well, first of all, let's go do some stat work. First of all, I need defense. So, if I have 9,000 bits. Let's see, how much defense should I get? Well, first of all, I can get 12 altogether, which means I'm probably gonna get like 6. Okay, which means I can get 2 more power things. And then I can get more lives, and we should be good. Also, the game completion music is really good. No? Okay. Post-game. I'm not going to Rusty, okay, because I just did that. So, yeah. We have that. Oh, that's all we can do, is program files x86. We're going for it.
You know, when I think about it, this whole mess was all my fault.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess I'd better explain.
Jesus!
That is... I hate being interrupted by the phone when I'm programming. Hello?
Hello. I'm impressed with your computer knowledge. If you're interested, I have a job for you.
A job?
No name.
I've been looking for a job for weeks. What is it?
Well, it's gonna require you to, shall we say, engage in some shady activity.
You mean... illegal?
Hacking, to be exact.
What? You wanna hire me as a hacker? I'm a software dev, not a hacker.
Did I mention the money?
Money isn't gonna convince me. I'm not that twisted.
$10,000.
I'm in. Where do we start?
Well, I need to hack into the USA.
Anyone can be bought. Anyone. With the right price.
The USA's government systems. There was information on a top secret project called GNA. I still do not understand the meaning of those initials, but I did as instructed.
GNA?
GNA was some sort of electronic weapon of sorts. This mysterious person loved it and wanted it for himself. Or at least information on it. The thing was, I did look into the weapon. I started messing with it. It could do so much. That was the power Rusty Salsk could have
messed with a government weapon.
World.
Ooh, sequel!
How he got wind of my escapades, I can only guess. Well, I guess I had better remove that data in case any hacker or someone tries to steal it. Sure, I
sequel.
Can always reformat, but I have more to lose that way.
That's
after traveling
sequel
through
potential.
The virtual world, I realized that it would be cruel of me to reformat. Programs are people too, you know.
I'm starting to see a trend in computer-based game stories.
Hello. This stage introduces a new obstacle called the BSOD hack.
Okay.
The BSOD hack is apparently a system functionality which was implemented by Rusty.
Right.
This system functionality scans folders for programs and attempts to crash them.
Whoa.
It will run across the folder, and if you're not jumping, it will catch you and it will crash you, instantly killing you.
Jeez!
And now that you know what it
that is extreme.
Like, begin program files, x86.
Question. Program files, x86. Where's regular program files? I want to know this. I don't know if my stats are good enough to do this, but we're gonna try it. Not if I do that. How am I supposed? Here's what we're gonna do. I know how we're gonna. Are you kidding? It took that many hits to kill that thing. What? think I'm terribly underprepared for this. I mean, we'll try it. See what I can do. Okay. I was trying to get it over the pit. Kill it that way. Buddy. Okay, he was literally over the pit. Is he dead? Yes, he is. Okay, good. There was nothing. There was nothing I could do about that. I can't. I don't think I'm not gonna be able to do this. Oh no! Oh no! No, this is too much. Arrow on every step. What was that? Also, this ringing thing, is that part of the song? Or is that an ambient? Like for the game? I can't tell. Don't start. Okay. I was trying. I don't want to end up in a situation again where I'm under a thing. This is okay. I might be able to do this. If it doesn't get too much worse, if there's not a lot of enemies after this whole entire situation, I might be able to get past this. What's the other thing? Stop. Rusty software? No, we'll talk about it. Oh, please. Am I done? Oh. How long was I done? Don't. He's coming. He's coming. Ooh. Man, I was doing so good, but he was sweeping. I was nervous. Oh, they're not playing. Okay, sorry. Sorry. I got this. I got it. Wait, what killed me? Oh, that thing? I feel like I just heard two of those. Two health. I thought I made it across. So, what exactly does the ray do to you when you die? Shouldn't he just be, like, pulverized? Not pulverized. Atomized. Like, you know, instantly. So there should be no physical part of him that can go the way he does after he's, zapped. Just my thoughts. I know you didn't ask for him, but you got him. That was scary. Okay. Where's that B-Sod? That was intense. Please. Oh, nope. This is it for a Stormy. Nope. Yeah. Nope. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to get past two enemies in this room. I'm not gonna be able to do it. I'm under prepared. I'll try it again. If it doesn't work, I'll try it yet again. And if it doesn't work, I might have to. Two. Oh! That's why. That's probably why I'm dying. Because I only have two health. Let me try and get that. I'm gonna try and get there without being hit by one of these rays, because that's probably why I'm dying. It's because my health is so low. The first time I didn't get hit by any rays, that happened to me! You know, doing it! Mess up. That's a. That's such a triggering sound. That's so. That's the only way I can get. Pass as if I survive this without getting zapped. I failed. I knew it. You know why I failed? You know why? Because I was holding down I was pressing the down arrow instead of the right arrow once I jumped. So. I got confident. There's your lesson. Never be confident in yourself. Because that happens to you as a result. Oh my god. Go and jump. All right. I did not get hit. Okay. Let's see. I hear another one. Another one. I can't. I'm not gonna be able. I can't kill too many more of those. I can't. My stats, they suck. Especially not with 2 health. I mean, I was kinda able to do something. I tried to jump past the pit to the best of my ability. You know when you land directly on the spike? That's like 9 tiles away. My spirit is broken. Okay.